Yes, totally, totally. Until I come to Berlin, to Germany, in Berlin, I got this scholarship of the DAAD. I didn't know the worst, the bad things about German colonialism. Because, as I have said, we study German history, German colonialism, from primary school to the high school. We only knew that German legacy was positive.
Welcome to episode 6 of the podcast Decolonial Memories. I'm Thomas Fuß. Today I have the honor and pleasure to talk to Fogang Toyem. Fogang is a Cameroonian scholar presently working on his doctoral dissertation at the Humboldt University, Berlin. He studied German language and history at the University Yaounde 1. I'm here with Fogang Toyem from Cameroon for this new episode of the podcast Decolonial Memories. Fogang, thank you very much for spending the time with me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for this invitation of this podcast.
Can we start with your life, your infancy in Cameroon? Where did you grow up as a child?
Thank you so much. I was born in Yaoundé, Cameroon, capital city, where I started with my primary school, secondary school, until I get my bachelor to start study at the university in German studies.
Well, looking back at that period of your life, can you remember that in school or within your family, with a circle of friends, was there any talk about German colonialism in Cameroon?
Of course. Since the primary school, we used to speak about German colonialism, because the legacy was in our what you used to do to see in Cameroon. You can see the German legacy overall in the city, in the road, in the books. In the primary school, we started with history of Cameroon, but we used to speak about the history of Cameroon with the German legacy. All time we used to remember the German period and then we can continue in the compound, the family, and we used to speak about German like workers. When you want to compare something, we used to tell, maybe my father used to tell, do like German, do like German people. This legacy was very present from primary school in the society of Cameroon, in the friend, the family, and we used to speak about German people.
But this sounds quite positive to me, positive connotations. Were there any remembrance of the, let's say, colonial violence and brutality by German troops in your country?
Sure. We used to speak about this brutality, but that was not like a bad thing. It was compared with something positive, because we have this message that we got this message like that. We use violence to get something better, to construct the country or to construct our society. But we need work violence, and the violence of German people was not bad understood. We understood this violence like positive things. To achieve something better, you have to do the work with violence. You have to push people like German That was it in Cameroon. Ah. We compared this violence with something positive to achieve something better.
Did you ever meet people where the ancestors had been, let's say, exposed or suffered from German colonial violence, where people in the history, oral history of their families, they have a different view of German presence at that time?
These old persons, unfortunately, I didn't see them, but I read in some books from oral sources that these former workers in the German periods have not good, but there was some divergence. Some of them used to tell that German colonialism was very bad, but in the way we wanted to compare with French colonialism, not focused only to German colonialism, but globally, they used to accept this as a positive thing. They didn't know very well what was the goals of the German in that period. Each time when the old people in these oral sources, when they speak about German colonialism, they try to compare always with French colonialism, not in the single way with German colonialism. They take that like positive, with some bad things, but they take globally as positive.
So the comparison meant that, in general, people in Cameroon would think French colonialism was worse than the German colonialism?
Not like this, not totally like this, but we have one, not now in Cameroon, I have the name. Some of the last people who experienced German colonialism. It's like a chief in West Cameroon. He used to say that when the German went out to Cameroon, they were very happy that French will be the best white people. But after that, they realized that the French were the worst, like German, compared to German. But they cannot tell this. That man, that chief, used to tell that we prefer, if you want to choose to between French and German, you can choose German. But they criticize always German colonialism.
Okay, thank you. Let's now turn to your time at the university in Cameroon. Was the issue of German colonialism relevant for your studies at the university?
I can link this question with my personal experience, because when I grew up to university, from primary school to university, this German positive legacy has influenced myself, and I chose German language as optional language in secondary school. It's called the high school. I chose German because I wanted to be like German. This positive legacy stand in my mind, my mindset. That's what's in my mind. And my father used to tell, if you want to be a good person in the future, you have to be like German. I chose the German language. That meant for me a culture. And I reached university because I wanted to study German studies, not colonialism. Colonialism is a part of modules of study in the university. When you choose German studies, you have literature, language, and culture. In culture, you can choose colonialism and media studies and so on. I chose culture, German culture after my bachelor. I wanted to be like German, discover the German culture deeply. That was my motivation to choose German studies and colonialism. But I discovered German colonialism in the way of my land of culture.
Okay.
History.
So that, I assume, would also be what motivated to come to Germany for your doctoral dissertations, that you had this close interaction or affiliation with the German culture. You wanted to come here to study as well. Were there new insights about German colonialism in Cameroon after you came here? Because I can imagine that there was more literature, or you could go to the archives and discover new material, new sources. Did your view of German colonialism in Cameroon change after you came to Germany?
Yes, totally. Until I come to Berlin, to Germany, in Berlin, I got this scholarship of the DAAD. I didn't know the worst, the bad things about German colonialism. Because, as I have said, we study German history, German colonialism, from primary school to the high school. We only knew that German legacy was positive. Always, we wanted to compare with French colonialism. And in my German study in the university, I didn't know what really happened. Until I got this scholarship, I reached Berlin and Germany, Berlin or Germany, because I live in Berlin. I got this scholarship, I came to Berlin and I discovered something, or there's other things in the archives.
Can you give some examples? What were the new insights or knowledge that you gained?
First of all, I gained this experimental medicine. I only knew that the German healing program in Cameroon or in the colonial territories were also to save people against malaria or this sickness, sleeping sickness, and so on. But I've discovered another discourse. That was that was hidden. Discourse. I wanted to discover.
Was it discourse or facts? Did you discover new facts about German? New facts, yes.
And new knowledges. I didn't know. And then I wanted to go deeper. But I have to add something important. In 2022, in the pandemic period, corona pandemic period, with discussion between expert and meet, these doctors, they have discovered some medicine or medicals and drugs for it against corona, but they wanted to test it first in Africa, but it was very unclear because more people dead in Europe and USA for corona, but not so like in Africa. Not too many people dead in Europe. But they wanted to test these drugs in Africa. It was, for me, a bit illogical. I wanted to know, why do they want to test first in Africa, not in Europe? I don't know.
Vogan, can we come to your doctoral dissertation in the second part? First, I would still here like to focus that you discovered all the new gruesome, horrible facts about German colonial violence. Now, did that change your affection and your interest in German culture?
Exactly. Thank you.
Can you say a little bit about that? How do you feel about Germany, German culture, now that you discovered all these cruelties and violence?
I can sure tell that I saw another face of German, another German people. We in Cameroon, or in other countries, Africa, in the world, we like German, we like the working condition of German as also in Europe. But in my with my dissertation, in my research, when I go on field, I saw that there is another bad people in Germany.
What did it do to your attitude or your feelings towards Germany, German culture? Could you describe that? How did that change through the new knowledge?
About the culture, I can say that what I've discovered is that nothing has changed in my perception of this culture. I cannot generalize this group of people who did bad things with all German people. That's another thing. But I cannot make a caricature of German colonialism. Normally, there's a good or bad sides of colonialism. But when we generalize, my problem is the generalization of colonialism, German colonialism in colonial medicine. The discourse used to say that German medical program was the best in the world. They want to save people against sicknesses in Africa. But people have to know with my dissertation that there's a slight difference, a slight bad part.
There is a second reality or a second part of it. In the next part, we'll turn to the topic of your doctoral dissertation.
Exactly.
So let's now turn to your doctoral dissertation in Berlin with the Humboldt University. Can you please describe what is the topic of your work for the dissertation?
I cannot spell completely my topic, but because I'm now writing my dissertation and the topic is not at the end. Maybe my supervisor will decide at the end what I will write as topic. But it's about colonial revisionism and memory. This is about colonial revisionism and memory. Colonial medicine as a part of German colonialism between Cameroon and Togo. I can repeat if you want.
No, that's fine. Okay. So you have a comparative perspective.
Exactly.
And it's about the colonial medicine in these two countries. Do you already have some preliminary findings, insights that you can talk about?
Yes. Why I chose Togo and Cameroon? Because they are first, almost similar history, because after German go on from colony, then came France and Great Britain. They have some similarities, but some skills, some findings I've discovered till now are very surprising, because this so-called concentration lager or concentration camps came from Togo, the colonial period, and not many people know that this come from colonial period. They only know that is only something for National Socialism invention. This is very not true. I can tell you short. Klaus Schilling, this was the man of concentration camp, did it in Togo with colonial medicine, because you have to test this drugs on the people in Togo, he built concentration camp, and this has inspired him in the National Socialism, I mean Hitler, to apply it in Germany, Dachau. But he used to write about concentration camp in the National Socialism period.
And then he was active as a doctor in Dachau, in the concentration camp.
Exactly.
Dachau, under the National Socialist rule, dictatorship. Okay. What are some of the critical aspects of German colonial medicine in these two countries? So you have this, why did they set up, for example, these camps, let's call them? Why was that needed? What did they do with the people, to the people in Cameroon and Togo?
What some people have to know is that in that period, that colonial period, there was in Germany some race of discovery between Humboldt and Robert Koch. And Robert Koch wanted to discover some drugs or medicaments, tablets, I can call it like this, for some sicknesses, very important in that period. And they wanted to be the first to discover something for the finding of in the biomedicine.
For the tropical diseases specifically, or was it not only limited to the colonies?
Not like that, because tropical medicine or tropical disease is a construction that I've very explained in my dissertation, one chapter. It's a construction. There is no tropical medicine to generalize, because they cannot tell that lepra is a, I take some example, this lepra or sleeping sickness is tropical medicine, but the same disease has killed people from middle age in Europe. But tropical means just geography, the geographic place, the tropic. But you cannot take the tropic and you bring to Europe. No, tropic is tropic. In the tropic, you can localize. In the map, you can localize. But one sickness in the tropic cannot be tropical sickness in Europe. This is a construction in the colonial period, because there was, in that period, the so-called pseudosciences, this anthropometry and Darwinism, I cannot extend. This was the mindset in that period. And in that race, let me come about this. In that race, Robert Koch was the chief of the team. He has some collaborator overall in Africa. Robert Klaus Schilling, for example, for Togo, Dr. Ludwig Kultz in Cameroon, and another one in Namibia and so on. And they wanted to bring, to discover these drugs or this medicament for Europe. Very important. And these people in the colonial spaces were like people for laboratory, modern laboratory. Black people in the colonial spaces. But sometimes the governors, the rulers, colonial rulers didn't know, administration didn't know. Sometimes they discover also, and they have written some decrees to prohibit, to stop this colonial, this experimentation. Also, for example, in Togo, the governor signed a decree to say, let's stop this test, this experimentation on people.
But the doctors did not follow. German doctors did not follow the orders.
Yeah, the orders were not followed. They did it sometime. They have hidden.
Yeah. Can you describe a little bit what were the effects or the impact on the people that were used, on the Africans that were used for the medical experiments?
For the case of Togo, first of all, they used on people in the plantation, the workers. And these workers were not only from Togo. They took people overall in Africa, sometime from Cameroon to Togo, Togo not to Cameroon. And the big migration people were from Namibia. They took people in Namibia, for example, to come and work in the plantation in Cameroon and Togo, because some German colonies has specificities. Namibia for settlement, Cameroon for plantation, and Togo for trade. Very important. But in Cameroon, it was not the same case in Cameroon. There was not the people in the plantation, the camp, but only just for testing program, all people.
But what was the impact on the people, on the African people that were tested? What happened to them?
The dead.
They went dead.
Massive dead.
Through the German medical tests.
First of all, people were dying massively. This was in Togo. In Cameroon, they became blind. Blind in around Douala today. It was not Douala, but it was in that period. They call it Cameroon in that period, but today is Douala. These people were dying, they became blind, and sometimes this effect paralyzed sometimes. And this was the cause of protestation of the chiefs, I mean. Rudolf Douala Mangabel were killed because he wanted to refuse. But they didn't tell. They tell that he was resistance. But the cause of the resistance was not clearly explained in the documentation.
Today, is there this kind of knowledge about the German, let's say, cruel or criminal tests on Africans? Is that knowledge in Togo and Cameroon today?
About colonial medicine?
About the facts. And the impact on people. Is that known in Cameroon and Togo?
that's the problem, because... No, I can say no. Because what? Because of what? First historian, African historian, who wanted to write about German colonialism, didn't have some good documentation, because West Germany, because at that time there were two German countries. Called German Democratic Republic.
The Federal Republic of Germany was the West.
I think that this German Republic, the country, wanted to provide what they wanted to give that historian to show to the African people. But East German researcher, so people like Peter Zebal or Helmut Stöger, they were very critical about German colonialism.
And they had access to the colonial archives, right? It was stored here in East Germany.
Mm-hmm. But they have written some important books about critical facts about the German colonialism. But what I wanted to say is that the colonial medicine, or what about the German colonialism, is not very known in Africa because of documentation of the sources. The first sources provided to German, to African historian or researcher. I've read this documentation of so-called Robert Cornovin from France. He was an expert about German colonialism in Africa. He was very, very not important, not clear about German but facts. He made some, he applauded, he liked to say it about good thing of German colonialism. And this big book, this is a great book about German colonialism. When we take this book like classic.
In Cameroon, it's well known. That book is known in Cameroon.
In Togo.
In Togo. It's about Togo.
I'll take one example because Cameroon, no historians have written about German colonial medicine in Cameroon. Till now, because I've made some research about German colonial medicine in Cameroon. A bit in Togo, meet with Peter Zebal, but with my research, I can go from the research of Peter Zebal, I continue with new documentation, new facts. I continue my research because I want to emphasize this topic in order that all Cameroonians and Togolese know what really happened. From African perspective, it's very important.
Can we go to contemporary health systems in Cameroon and Togo? Do you see any traces of the colonial past in present-day health systems?
I cannot say the colonial traces. Very easy because the medical program now is global. I can say that the World Health Organization, WHO, write a program for this, for the medical program in the world. And when Germany, for example, want to make relationships with another country, they have some organizations. They cannot do like face-to-face or person-to-person. This can exist, but globally, the WHO will organize, or some organization like GTZ or GIZ, for example, can supervise the program.
Okay. In the next part, we'll turn more to the discussions in Cameroon today about German colonialism. Now we will turn to the discussions and to the political process in Cameroon today. Could you start, please, giving us an overview, understanding of the discourses, the conversations in Cameroon about the German colonial era?
Sometimes when I hear this question, I wanted to laugh because this is very unknown in Cameroon, German colonialism, only for Germanists, because historians have a problem with the language. The problem is the language. Even Germanists have this problem because the raw sources is the problem. It's written in Sotho and the so-called Gothic. Not all historians or Germans can read. Even myself, after my bachelor, I made some training sessions to read Gothic. And now in Cameroon, we used to discuss about French colonialism. But we have not we have not made research, all the research about German colonialism, because these sources, the problem of sources, and the certainly, Kuchenschrift, this is the German word. When I was in Cameroon, I cannot read this writing. I came in Berlin with another training stations organized and supported by DAAD in order that I can read certainly. And when the historian or researcher in Cameroon are speaking about German colonialism, it's only for restitution, only this debate, because they know that in that period some artifact and cultural artifacts were spoiled, were took to Germany. This is the cause, because this is the problem, because German colonial medicine is unknown. And now we speak French in Cameroon, and French colonialism is also on the way of studies, of research. German colonialism has this problem of sources and language. And the German colonial period, all documentation is written in that language, this writing, Sertelin and Gotti.
Can we look at the cultural heritage, all the colonial loot, which German colonial troops, but also the traders and, you know, sometimes missionaries or doctors, took away more than 40,000 so-called cultural belongings, which you find today in German museums. This is the work, fantastic work done by Albert Goiffeau from the University of Jiang and Bernadette Savoy from the Technical University of Berlin and their respective teams. So you mentioned the restitution. Is this, are there strong voices that are now beginning to realize how much of Cameroon's cultural heritage is located in Germany at the moment and that they want it back?
This is the main discussion now in Cameroon. This atlas realized by Albert Goiffeau and Bénédicte Savoy and the team is the most popular document now about the situation. And I like this book. I have a copy. I've also downloaded this document online. This free online. Open access is the word. And Albert Goiffeau is now a most important, and I can say the famous Germanist in Cameroon who try to make sure to update this German legacy in Cameroon. With Bénédicte Savoy and another people in the team, there are many people in the Technical University of Berlin. And this is all after this contribution, some organization have been created in Cameroon about restitution. And some localities, some towns, some cities in Cameroon didn't know that they have a cultural heritage in Germany. This Albert Goiffeau and the team started collect information and present the situation, and then another researcher joined him to make this research very deeply and to make that people know the importance of this cultural heritage in Germany. With this atlas, now all people can know. You can teach in the university. Before that, that was not in the program in the university. In my time, we didn't know the importance of restitution. The meaning of restitution is now known by Cameroonian. And this debate cover colonial medicine. But about colonial troops, let me talk about. This is only the bad side of German colonialism. This is also known by Cameroonian and African people. the colonial troops wanted to build some, schools, churches, and so on. But as I told at the beginning of this podcast, this was only for best things, to achieve better things for the city, to construct, to build the country. The troops were there, but they wanted to build for the road for train and so on. They cannot evaluate this bad treatment of troops like bad things. This was for to achieve good thing, but maybe the method was not good, but it was for a good goal.
Good. So you emphasize, let's say, the ambivalent character or impact of Germanism, German colonialism, here again. Coming back to restitution, what's the position, the policy of Cameroonian government on this issue? What would they want to achieve now, talking to Germany, on the return of the colonial loot?
I cannot go deeper in that question because restitution, I have some friends who are working about this topic. But what I only know is that restitution now is a diplomatic question or issue. But what the Cameroonian government is facing is only the personal consideration of the old or the former territories where these artifacts were brought to Germany, because some I cannot say chiefs, because the words not used now in Cameroon, they don't like this word,
like traditional authorities,
yeah,
we could say, yeah.
They used to use the word king, and they call this places kingdom. But we say let us say king. Maybe in West Cameroon you can see many kingdom out, and they used to tell, no, this is our, it's only our legacy. We from, I can say, Fumban, this is a kingdom in Cameroon, West Cameroon. No, we have a sultan. We have maybe this artifact is from our former king, Joya, for example. But they need only for the kingdom. But Cameroonian government want for the country, because we have National Museum. And you want to engage discussion with German government. And when the German government want to send back to Cameroon, this is the problem, because personal consideration is the problem. Sometimes it's not overall, but sometimes it's the problem. We have a special case in Douala, the Tangi of Kumandumbe tree. This was legacy, this was artifact of the resistant, the chief, the king, Lok Prizo. And Professor Kumandumbe is a Germanist, he's a famous Germanist. He has many publications about colonialism. He was also my lecturer in the university. So, in the first times, only Professor Kumandumbe wanted to get this cultural object,
which is in the museum at Munich now.
Munich. He have engaged discussion with Museum of Munich, but Munich or the Museum of Three Countries, like this is the name.
The Five Continents.
Five Continents. But they want to send back to Cameroon government. This is diplomatic question or issue. But Kumandumbe wanted for himself. This is the problem. But the situation is going on. It will be, it takes some time, but we are on the way of a situation. But this problem of personal consideration is sometimes the problem
of the situation. So there's still some issues to be resolved.
Yes.
Also within Cameroon, but also in the bilateral relationships between
bilateral
Germany and Cameroon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is what I also tell about this question, because I cannot go deeper. We can stay maybe like this, only for diplomatic or macro side of diplomatic question.
Okay, so in the final part, we'll now turn to your experiences in Germany and your understanding of German society. Let's now turn to your view and your experiences in Germany. In a nutshell, what is your view on how Germany as a society is engaged in addressing colonial legacies at the moment?
From my personal experience in Germany now, I'm here 4 years ago, yes. From 2022, only my friend, my German friend and colleagues, even them, they don't know really about colonial or German colonial medicine. That's the problem. They only know the legacy is a bit ambivalent between this German that I know, not all German, I mean only my friends and colleagues. When I mention something about German colonial legacy, they are very surprised sometimes. So for example, when I tell to a German that, do you know that China Coast, Qingdao was a German colony. They were surprised. They said, what? I said, yes. Don't forget that. And you have to know that Germany has some colonies in the Pacific Islands. That's the problem. But from my experience in the German society now, I realized that German people have to know many things. They have to know many things about legacy, because many things were hidden. And with my work, with my dissertation, I want to continue to express myself about some hidden side, bad things in the German colonialism.
Have you contacted German scholars to talk about your work? Is there somebody in Germany working in the academia on German medical programs during colonialism?
Now or in the past? I don't know.
Now, since you have arrived in Germany, mm-hmm. now for the present time.
Mm-hmm. There are many researchers who have written about this topic that you have to know. I have the three interesting names: Wolfgang Eckhart, Peter Zebal, and the third person, very important, is Hiroyuki Isobe from Japan, but he's a German. But from in my university, after my literature review, my work, I didn't see somebody working about this topic. Very important. And the bad thing is that even German, also African. And all African people now, they know that the healing program in the colonial period was the best for save, what was to save people in Africa. They didn't know this bad side of testing program of experimental medicine. But some German people knows, they know this, that who have worked in this topic. And with my work, I have to mention that before we close this podcast. With my work, I don't like to go to this way of compensation and reparation, because when you discover something like this bad thing in the colonial period, like in Namibia, they can ask German for reparation, reconciliation. No, this is only to mention that you want to know. That is what really happened. Opposite to what you consider like a good thing, fight against sleeping sickness, you have to know that there was something bad in that period. Maybe 10% or 20%, but you don't have to tell that all was 100% best or good.
Okay, thank you very much, Vogang. That has been a very interesting and fascinating conversation on your personal work, but also on the situation in Cameroon and the discussions. It seems that Germany still has a long way to go to address the legacies of colonialism, but your work, I think, can contribute to increase our knowledge and then make us ready to, as a German society, exactly, to address these challenges.
Exactly.
Thank you, Vogang.
Thank you.